The plain one will help you the serpent. From both hands, right hand, left hand. Then right hand, left hand.
Inside a neatly painted building of the CID headquarters in Juba, trainees demonstrate what they have learned during the course. They are the 23 South Sudanese police officers who finished 3 months of basic training and qualified to proceed for specialized training in fingerprint science. UN police fingerprint experts taught the fingerprint course, which was co-facilitated by UNDP advisors on crime scene orientation and legal issues. One of the instructors is Manoj Rajput.
I found that the students, the trainees are very excellent. They are very keen to learn. In the demonstration, they did a very excellent job, very neat and clean job, and they are working there.
Captain Baksanto Makwatch is one of the trainees who attended the fingerprint class.
It is really a thankful message to them that you people, you have done a lot, especially our trainers, Manoj. He has endeavored really to have made us who we are, to have understood how the fingerprint came about, and how what is the fingerprint and how it is useful to eliminate the innocent from the suspected person, from the real criminal.
The graduates are applauded for completing their work. Sasha Abdallah Vusif, a female South Sudanese police officer, is also a graduate from the training.
We are now technicians and we have learned a lot. I thank them. I also thank our government and ask them to provide for us the materials for the practical, because this will reduce the crime in South Sudan.
Andrew Kuwal, the Deputy Inspector General of the South Sudan Police, addresses the graduates, stressing the importance of their work in prosecuting criminals.
The most important thing always is securing the crime scene. And that crime scene is where evidence that can be admissible in court, if you are a good expert, taking fingerprint in a good way, good manner, without corrupting it, then that can be admissible in the court. But if you interfere with it and corrupt it, then you have lost everything. And this is why many cases in courts actually are dismissed by the judges.
Sanjay Kundu, Deputy UNMISS Police Commissioner, tells the graduates that the UN will continue to assist the South Sudan police in fighting crime.
We are with you in developing your capability of crime scene investigation, investigation in financial frauds, white-collar crime, and terrorist investigation. This is the first step. Let us move ahead and let us have a plan for developing all forms of investigation in next 2 to 3 years from now.
With the graduation of the first batch of fingerprint experts, the South Sudan National Police Service has established the National Fingerprint Bureau. It is hoped that it will help in fighting crime in the young African nation. Derek Mbata, United Nations.